Hallelujah. Because you know, when he was in the garden, Peter began to cut that man's ear off. Remember that soldier? Shot. Well, Peter was something else, wasn't he? Yeah. He ain't something else. Mm-hmm. He's something like us, a rich. Yeah? Yeah, he was something else. Oh, Melton. That's his name in the 18th chapter of John, 10th verse. Go read. Melton. Melton was holding his ear. Jesus stopped down. Jesus went there in front of all the people and just put his ear. He didn't have to, you know, in every day for Dr. So-and-so, we have to go to surgery after surgery after surgery. Uh-uh. Jesus had to leave him. And that man was holding his ear all the while. He said, that must be the Son of God. That must be the Son of God. Because look what he did. He did a miracle right there in the midst of him going to Calvary. How many of you know that Jesus will do a miracle for you in a twinkling of an eye? If you... Psalm 91.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will be this Wednesday, July the 10th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from our guest, Bishop Anthony Nixon, all the way from South Carolina. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Amen. You turn with me to the book of Habakkuk. That's in your Old Testament. You know, when we used to learn the books of the Moss, I'm right here learning the books of the Bible. Go down to the back of the part of the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Help y'all out. And we're going to go to the third chapter. Habakkuk, the third chapter. Want me to hold on? It reads, although the fig tree should not bloom, neither be fruit on the vine, the labor of the olives shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. My God. Because flocks shall be cut off from the flock, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And he shall make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Y'all want a topic, a theme? I choose to rejoice.
Yeah. All right now.
I need to encourage somebody.
I choose
to rejoice.
Yeah.
The song says, all of my good days,
yeah,
outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Yeah.
My brothers and my sisters, how will we react with all that we are dealing with on every side?
Yeah.
My God, my God. Paul says it like this in the 2 Corinthians to the church. He said, we are troubled on every side.
Yeah.
It seems like there is no relief for the people of God. Everywhere we turn, either there's trouble or bad news.
Yeah.
Job said while he was going through, he came to the conclusion, even though I don't know where he is, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. My brothers and my sisters, the choice is up to you. We have to understand that we are free moral agents. We deal every day with the issue of choice. We are free to choose how we live our lives. Choice. Stop telling the lie the devil made you do it.
I know that's right.
You chose. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. It's a choice now, saints. God ain't putting no gun to your head no more. It's a choice. Now, choices are more than conscientious decisions that should only be made at deliberate and prayerful decision. They are forces that are acting upon you, seeking and reaction out of you. Let me say that again. They are forces that are acting upon you, seeking a reaction out of you. We cannot base our choices on mere decisions or actions. We have to make choices based on the intent. Where is it trying to take me? We got to make our choices, Mother Hayes. Where is it trying to take me? Because it's going to either take you one or two places. In other words, if you look at it in the spirit, we don't know that our reaction is a vote of confidence either in God or the devil. The choices. I'm reminded of the woman in the Bible who came to Jesus. And Jesus said, it's not good for me to give the meat to the dogs. In other words, he said something, but he wanted to get a reaction out of her. Now, she could have blew up and started busting and cussing. But all she said, even the dogs, get the crumbs that fall from the master table. The choice that she made caused her to get what she needed. Jesus said, a thief coming what? But to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he said, but I come that you might have life. Not just any kind of life, but life
more
abundant. Just know that your reaction to a situation in this life is either a vote for God or for the devil. When we begin to doubt God, when we begin to mumble, when we begin to complain, what we are telling God, I believe the devil more than I believe you. Oh, yeah. Now it is time to make a decision on where our faith lies. It is time to make a decision. Do I believe what God says? Or do I believe what the devil is putting in my face? You know, that is the reason why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Because a lot of times what we see won't line up with the word of God. What we see ain't gonna line up with what we believe. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes what we see can play tricks on our mind.
Oh, God. Go ahead,
Paul said it like this: the weapons of our warfare are not common, but mighty unto God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and everything that is all of itself against the knowledge of God. I choose to rejoice. Now when we go to the text, Habakkuk offers to us a real child of God. If you really read Habakkuk, you will see that he was having a crisis of faith because he couldn't understand how he could speak prophetically to the nation, and the people of God were seemed like caught in a situation that was going to take them down. The Holy Ghost wants me to tell you this, people of God, there's going to come a time in our lives
when
the very words that we speak will come back on us, trap us, and catch us. But don't believe what the devil got you looking at. The devil heard you testify. The devil take better note than church folks. The devil heard you on the mountaintop say, for God.